This is Mucho African Radio Alberta. My name is Mahat Naimana. I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist and impact show host. On Mucho Radio, we share African descent stories our way. To begin, can you tell us more about yourself?
Hey, my name is Lim Fukbom. I'm a graduate from Mount Royal University. I got a degree in sociology, and I'm currently working in immigration as a youth counselor. And I am a part of the South Sudanese Youth of Canada Committee. I just became a part within the last 6 to 8 months. And I helped plan, organize, and implement the South Sudanese Youth of Canada Conference that just happened in Calgary. I'm happy to be here, and I can't wait to continue on with this conversation. I'm South Sudanese. I was born in Calgary, but my parents immigrated out here back in 1993. During one of the civil wars. There's been, in my parents' lifetime, they lived through two, and there's been constant fighting probably for the last 10 years, even since the referendum that separated Sudan and South Sudan back in 2011. I haven't been afforded the privilege of being able to visit back home yet. I'm still pretty Canadian, but I have intentions of trying to go and see some of the family I still have back home, but it's very community oriented. My parents come from villages. They weren't city people. Even being able to look at, like, times were not as easy as they could have been, obviously, but even having running water and electricity, to me, I can see it as a blessing in their eyes. So it's very easy to be grateful when there's so much that that could have happened. So I do think one of the major characteristics of a lot of South Sudanese people, whether they know it or not, is we're very resilient people. Being able to go through so much, like, generational traumas that our parents bring over, and at no fault of their own, it sometimes trickles down into us. But I do think there's been a shift in maybe the last 5 years of a lot of the youth specifically who are located in Canada trying to reconnect and rekindle that culture and that feeling of pride and being South Sudanese because of all of the war-torn issues that are back home that get traveled back through to us through the Facebook messengers, through the WhatsApps, through the late-night phone calls, the emergencies of having to send money over for medical expenses, all this stuff. The trauma carries. It's across the world. And I just think, us as South Sudanese people, the resilience that we carry from back home and to over here, I do think it's starting to formulate into something a little more positive. I know for me, like, being South Sudanese is a very big part of my identity. There's a bracelet that I wear that most South Sudanese people, if they can't get their hands on it, it's something we all want. I've had it maybe 3-4 years. I haven't even taken it off just because it shows a big sense of the pride I have in my identity as a South Sudanese person. When I was a little younger, I think I didn't appreciate the culture as much as I do now. And some of it being because maybe I didn't relate to it as much, being that I'm growing up in Canada and I just wanted to fit in with my friends. I didn't want to be the outcast or have. Luckily for me, my parents gave me a pretty easy to pronounce name, so that wasn't too difficult for me. But just things like even bringing my food to school for lunch and recognizing the people making faces at the smells or asking questions that I didn't want to answer. And it kind of makes you feel a little, as a kid, like I felt a little bit of shame in it. So I just wouldn't even tell people. I even remember when I was around 8 or 9 years old, I wouldn't even want to tell people I was South Sudanese. I would tell them like I was Jamaican just because it was the easier group of people that is understood. People know the flag. I don't have to do this long back history about it. It's kind of disappointing to think about that. I felt shame in my own people to not even want to claim them. But now it's something I refuse to let die. And I know whether it's people my age, younger, older, the pride that we do have in our country, the pride that most Africans have in the country that they come from, the language that they speak, the food that they eat, being able to bring that into Canada, a place that it's supposed to be preached as a very multicultural country, I think it just adds more substance and more individuality and more identity into everybody who comes in because it's supposed to be a melting pot. And I do think most cases, we do get to see that, but there's also the other side of things that I'm sure all of us have felt. But I think it's very important that we continue to push and show our culture and tradition so that it never dies on. It never dies. Well, I've always wanted to be in the social services, I believe. My dad was a social worker growing up, and my mom is a healthcare aide. So the thought of just helping people was always kind of innate to me, even seeing how my parents treated others, like whether it be strangers, family members, anything like that. They've always been very welcoming and giving me the mentality of, like, if there's anything that you can do to help other people, do it, because you shouldn't want to do it for any other reason than it's the right thing to do. You shouldn't be doing things with any expectations of compensation or whatever like that afterwards. So I initially wanted to do social work, but seeing sociology, I saw it's very much like it does bring in some psychology, I guess, to an extent. I still like to think about how people think and why they react the way they do, and just problem solving. So social work may have been a little more intensive in that regard. I think this just gave me a broader understanding of like social situations and bringing it to cultures, especially trying to bridge the gap between cultures or generational gaps. I think understanding where we came from is the only way that we can fully understand where we're going. And I do think sociology preaches a lot of doing your history and your research before you can come to a conclusion or understand a problem fully. So in terms of me getting into sociology and now working in the human services field, I've been able to really try and understand situations as to why. I'll speak in terms of myself, like I'm working at an immigration agency, understanding the people who are coming from different countries and trying to integrate into Canada while still holding on to the values, traditions, the beliefs, the understanding of life that they had back home, and trying to mix that with the world that they live in today. It's very much it's a difficult transition, and it's often neglected. So I pride myself in trying to help people, not just who are marginalized, but just helping people who need to be helped. So that was really the main focus and why I wanted to get into this field. Yeah, I think it's very important to try and connect on a wider scale like that, because it's true. There are, like you were saying earlier, there is a smaller community out in Halifax, Nova Scotia, being a smaller province. So you guys trying to reach out to other provinces where there's other Africans who have a story that they want to let out, I think it's very crucial, very important. And it lets people who are listening, who might feel neglected or unheard, it gives them the ability to understand. It's okay. Maybe there are other people out here who think like me. There are definitely other people out here who look like me. And why wouldn't I want to connect in whatever way possible? I think COVID and just even the fact that we're doing this over Zoom right now just shows the abilities that we have to be able to just connect with other people who are like-minded or even just trying to get perspective. It's a great way to spread the culture, spread the diaspora, and connect it too, because I think there's no better time than the present to try and bring that connection between us and all of our countries. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate you for having me on, and I'm glad to see what you're doing and trying to build the community within our continent, our beautiful continent. Best of luck on your future work, and I can't wait to hear from you.
Thank you for being with us on Mutual African Radio, Alberta.